I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and as someone who spent the technology years in prison, it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can buy tickets anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek to buy some Thunder tickets.
SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket purchasing as efficient as possible.
SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching a lot of websites to compare prices so you get the best ticket for your money.
Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek without stress.
Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater.
Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code ACTUAL today. That's promo code ACTUAL for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Hey, DeMarco, I just realized I didn't get an invitation to go with you to that Thunder game.
Isn't it time for us to get on the show?
Hi, this is Brooke, and I've got some exciting news for you. Actual Innocence is getting a makeover. Don't worry, the Actual Innocence classic episodes will still be available, but a whole new world of possibilities is coming with season 3. The makeover includes new original music, a new logo, and one of the things I'm most excited about, my new co-host. I assure you, this is not just any co-host. He's got charisma, heart, humor, and a passion for helping exonerees. Even more relevant to the show, though, he's had the experience of 22 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. You might remember DeMarco from a previous episode. DeMarco, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I can. I surely can. My name is DeMarco Carpenter. I've been out of prison for roughly 13 months now, since May the 9th. But, you know, I've experienced so many things since I've been out, and I'm having fun with this transition. I'm learning a lot of new things, and like we said with SeatGeek and this technology, you know, technology is the biggest thing for me. But I'm having a lot of fun. I've did a lot of things. I've been traveling. San Diego, that was huge for me. That's where we met, and thankfully, because had we not met, I wouldn't be here. So I'm excited about this whole co-hosting gig. Thank you, Brooke. And some other things that I would like the people to know about me, that, you know, I have a lot of goals and ambitions. For someone who's been in prison for 22 years, you know, and it wasn't easy, you know, this transition to society, it wasn't easy at all. But, you know, I've had good people surrounding myself. I've surrounded myself with good people. And, hey, the sky's the limit. You know, I'm making the best out of a bad situation. You know, I'm in the medical field now. I just got an offer from OSU to pursue my education, which I'm highly excited about that. Next month, I'll be in Oklahoma City talking with some of the heads of OSU about going back to college. They gave me a free scholarship, so that's huge, too, along with this co-hosting gig. You know, I'm excited about a lot of things. And, hey, sky's the limit. Now I'm helping people. I'm trying to help people.
DeMarco is an amazing person, and I have no doubt he will bring a new depth and new perspective to the show. I'm Brooke.
And I'm DeMarco.
And you're listening to Actual Innocence, Season 3. If you'd like to hear DeMarco's story of wrongful conviction, you can refer back to episode 212. It's the episode where he told his story. Today we're here to tell a different story. The story of how DeMarco went from exoneree to podcast host. First, though, we have to take a sponsor break. This episode has a pre-roll and 3 mid-roll sponsors. One at 10%, one at 45%, and one at 65%, in accordance with best practices for sponsors provided to us. Crane and Canopy is an online bedding brand that's on a mission to give people the most blissful night's sleep with their luxurious collection of beautiful bedding, duvet covers, and sheets.
Come on, guys, this is for you too. The thread candy sheets make them so soft and comfortable. My wife and I both get the coziest night's sleep we've ever had using our Crane and Canopy sheets. Plus, they have the freshest colors, so I don't feel like I'm sleeping in Prince's room. I'm sleeping in a room fit for a king. Their colors and luxury make me feel like a king.
Besides the comfort, I love that I get free shipping from their easy-to-use website, and there's always someone on call to help me if I need it. To help you achieve your best night's sleep, Crane and Canopy is offering Actual Innocence listeners 10% off their next bedding purchase. To get this special offer, go to craneandcanopy.com/actual and use code ACTUAL at checkout to receive 10% off. That's Crane and Canopy, crane.com/actual and use code ACTUAL for 10% off. So, DeMarco, there's a myth that I want to address. And the myth is that once someone is released from prison, once they're exonerated, they're compensated by the government with a huge amount of money. So I just wanted to ask you about that. Like, is that standard or what is your experience with that?
Well, I've been out since May the 9th of last year, 14, 15 months, whatever that math is, and I haven't received a dime yet, so.
So it does happen sometimes, but it's not like the standard.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works, but it's supposed to be standard. But hey, I haven't received anything yet.
Did you ever get an apology? Did anyone ever say, you know, I'm sorry we wrongfully convicted you?
No apologies.
So can you walk me through it? What was your first day as a completely free man like?
Oh, I can definitely walk you through that. My first day, my friends, the few that I have, my family, my wife and her kids, they were all there, my uncles, my lawyers, you know. It was a pretty amazing day, you know. Me and Malcolm to be released, and man, I'm kind of speechless because I started daydreaming about that day, right, that day, May the 9th. That was a day I'll never forget. I remember walking through those doors, and it was a hallway about maybe 10 or 15 feet, and reporters were everywhere. So I'm walking down the hallway, and my sister, she ran up to me crying. So I hugged her and her daughter. That was my first time I had seen my sister in 11 years. So my sister, my mom, my uncles, everyone, you know, hugging me, I'm hugging them, and reporters, they're clicking away, my lawyers who fought vigorously for us, for our freedom, you know, everyone's there. So I'm looking around and I'm like, wow, this has finally happened. I'm amazed. The day that I always dreamed about, fantasized about, it finally came true. So, you know, after talking to reporters, and then we went out to eat with the lawyers from the Innocence Project. And that first day, I remember when I walked outside and I seen the sun, I looked up and it was beautiful, because I was like, wow, look at this. But, you know, I can still see that day. I remember like it was yesterday. I'm walking out, you know, looking everywhere, looking at everybody, you know, my wife, she's there. Well, she wasn't my wife at the time. She was just my girlfriend. But my girlfriend's there, her kids, everybody's there, everybody's there. And, you know, I'm taking it all in, and it was a beautiful day. It was beautiful.
Can you tell me, where are you now? I mean, it's about a year later, and I don't mean physically, because obviously you're in the next room, but emotionally, how do you feel now?
I'm excited. I have a lot of emotions even right now, because there's so many things that I want, and I'm not comfortable where I'm at, but I am comfortable because I'm further advanced than I was last year. But so I'm fighting. I'm still working hard every day to try to get to where I want to be at in life. You know, it's a lot of things, a lot of goals that I have, and I'm working really hard to get there.
So you mentioned a girlfriend who became your wife. Can you tell me, Who are your family? Who's the support people in your life?
My wife, Brandy, who I married 13 days after I was released. Her kids, her five kids who with her used to come visit me just about every weekend. My mom and my lawyer, Dan Smolin, he's been a good friend to me. He's been giving me good advice and helping me keep my head above water. And Joe Norwood, Dan Smolin, Eric Cullen, you know, these same people that helped me get out of prison, Joyce Mayer, and all these people, they've been my support group now, you know, giving me advice and stuff like that. The kids, my stepdaughter, Tori, she's been helping me with computer because technology, you know, she the one who helped me download SeatGeek and all these other different apps. And, you know, I don't know how to do anything. So I go to the kids. One of the kids is going to show me how to do things, something that I don't know. So, you know, it's been exciting.
So what are you up to now? Are you working? Are you just relaxing? What does your life look like?
I'm always working. I'm working at Brookhaven Hospital, and it's a trauma center for brain injured patients. I've been there for about 8 months now, and I'm helping people. I'm helping those patients. And it's really a pleasure to be there. A lot of people I know that they be like, why? What do you don't like your job? But I do like my job because I'm able to help those patients. You know, I was in a position where I needed help and I didn't have anyone to turn to. And then the Innocence Project, they reached out to me and they was in my corner and they helped me. So, you know, now I'm helping. I'm paying it forward. And I'm also talking to kids. You know, I'm at the high school and the middle school. I'm talking to the kids and, you know, telling them about peer pressure and all these things that I know kids go through because I was once their age and in their position. I'm speaking at churches, and I'm also trying to accomplish a lot of goals. You know, I want to be an actor one day. I want to get into some acting. So, you know, I'm working hard, diligent.
That was going to be my next question. What are your goals? Like, what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I have a book, Buried Alive, An Innocent Man and His Fight for Freedom. Will He Rise to Success or Die in Prison? That's the title and the subtitle of my book, and I hope to have it out next year. I haven't spoke with anyone about it, but, you know, I'm working on it. It's already in manuscript form, so, you know, I'm hoping to have that out by the first or second quarter of next year. And I've reached out to a lot of I'm trying to get into the acting. You know, I want to do some small roles, you know, start off somewhere. But, you know, some drama, some comedies, thriller, suspense, whatever I can get my feet in the door into. You know, I'm looking forward to doing a lot of things. You know, I was in a place just over a year ago where, you know, none of these things seemed even feasible. Now, here I am sitting here looking at the sky, and it's beautiful outside, and, you know, the sky's the limit. So I'm trying to do everything that I possibly can do.
That's amazing. And that's part of the reason why I asked you to co-host this show, because I think you're a born entertainer. So I wish you the best of luck with that.
Yeah. And also on top of that, I have the good looks for this too, you know.
And modesty.
Yes. So no, but I really appreciate you for asking me to co-host, because this was an honor and this is a dream job come true.
So we talked about your support unit a little bit, your family. Do you have much interaction with other people who've been exonerated, who've had kind of the same experience?
Yes, I'm actually in touch with a lot of people. I have friends, everyone. John Nolley is one of the main guys that I keep in touch with. He's down in Texas. And, you know, but we're both trying to catch up. We're at a point where we're trying to catch up, basically. We're trying to work and get to where we want to be in life, you know, so we don't get to talk as much as we want to. And we're both, you know, he just got married. I got married last year. He just got married a few months ago. He just had a baby. So we don't get to talk as often as we would like to, but we did get to hang out in San Diego, and that was real cool.
So I have a really important question for you. So think really hard before you answer. Why do you want to be the co-host of Actual Innocence?
Well, I don't even have to think hard. It's opportunity. You know, I feel like this opportunity to help others that was in my situation, this can open up a lot of doors, you know. And also people that was in my situation, people that they can look at me and be like, well, he was in here. He had a life sentence, 170 years. Look at him. He's out there doing it. And, you know, and these kids that I'm talking to, you know, they come from poverty stricken neighborhoods. You know, they can look at me and be like, well, he come from where I come from. You know, we can do it. He doing it. We can do it. So I'm just trying to really show it. It's for the kids. I'm trying to pay it forward and at the same time, you know, accomplish goals that I want to accomplish. And I believe this is opportunity for everyone to pay it forward, for me to pay it forward, for me to, you know, get in a position I would like to be in and just, you know, open doors to help some of the other innocent guys that's in prison that's fighting for their freedom, help them out.
It's time to talk about our next sponsor, Bombas.
Bombas? What's that?
Bombas are pretty much the most amazing socks I've ever owned. They're comfortable, and they don't have that annoying toe seam that I always feel like I'm stopping to adjust.
Okay, Brooke, I'm listening, but are they cool?
Not only are the designs cool, but the material is designed to be cool in summer and warm in winter. Plus, they have tons of designs. Tall, short, colorful, less colorful. Really, you can't go wrong. Can I tell you the best part, though?
You mean there's more? You had me at no toe seam.
It's a good company. For every pair of socks that you buy, they donate a pair to someone in need. They were actually the very first sponsor for Actual Innocence, and they donated a lot of socks to the underprivileged kids that I worked with, and the kids loved it. Especially the kids who had sensory issues related to socks. Even their parents loved it.
Yeah, I've heard socks are one of the most needed things in places like homeless shelters.
Yeah, ever since that time, they've had a special place in my heart. Wait, what are you doing? We're in the middle of taping.
I'm ordering some Bombas socks.
Well, I guess now is as good a time as any. Plus, our listeners get a discount. Buy one pair, or four, at bombas.com/actual today, and you get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/actual for 20% off. bombas.com/actual. Right now I'm in Oklahoma near where you're from, but last week I was at a podcast conference in California, and I did an experiment where I asked people some questions about wrongful conviction. So I wanted to ask you the same questions and see how your answers compare to the people from the conference. Here's an introduction to the people who participated.
Brendan Regan from Montclair, New Jersey. I'm the VP of content for Audioboom.
My name's Esther, and I'm from San Jose, California. Once Upon a Crime. It's a true crime podcast. I tell true crime stories in a series grouped by different types of crime.
Jeremy Helton.
Originally from Shelbyville, Tennessee. I used to be an audio producer, and now I am VP of Marketing for Audioboom, which is a hosting, distribution, and monetization platform for podcasts.
My name is Rebecca Lavoie.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm from New Hampshire. My podcast is called Crime Writers On. We talk about true crime podcasts, true crime media, pop culture, journalism, all sorts of stuff. And I'm also co-host of These Are Their Stories, the Law and Order podcast.
Sean, Los Angeles, California.
Thomas Chase, San Antonio, Texas. Warriors, War and Weed, and Two Guys Drinking Beer.
What's it about? What is
that? The first one's about veterans issues, cannabis for healing, veterans telling their story. And the other one is just about drinking a lot of really good craft beer.
Okay, the first three questions are multiple choice. So the first question is, how many DNA exonerations have there been in the U.S. total? A is 200 to 300, B is 301 to 350, and C is 351 to 450.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what the people at the podcast conference had to say.
This is very difficult, Brooke, because there's not like an obvious answer, and you didn't throw any like crappy ones in there. So
this is horrendous, but
yeah. I'm gonna go with C because I think you're asking the question because it's extreme.
I'd say it's probably B.
B? Okay.
I think 301 to 350. Yeah, B.
exonerated, I'm going to go with B.
I watch a lot of Forensic Files, so I'm going to say B.
I'm going to go with C.
The answer was C. There have been 351 exonerations based on DNA in the U.S.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's disturbing.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
What percentage of wrongful convictions involve a false confession? A, 5%, B, 10%, C, 20%, or D, 25%? What do you think?
I'm going to say D, 25%.
Okay, let's see what the people from the conference thought.
I'm going to go C, 20. I think that probably happens a lot.
C.
Oh, probably the majority. I'm going to say D.
Oh, 25%.
25.
I'm going to say 25%.
The number of people who made false confessions and went on to be wrongfully convicted was 25%. So you did it. You got it. Good job.
Yes. And the reason I got that, I have been doing my homework. And since I've been hanging out with my lawyers and, you know, it is that's really disturbing, too. But, you know, it seemed like they would get that right. Do a better job on doing that. That number there is too high.
I agree. Okay, so this question is not multiple choice. So just take your best guess. How many people were exonerated between 1989 and 2011?
157.
Okay, let's hear the answers from the people at the conference.
107.
In the U.S.? 500.
300.
I'm going to say 1,750.
700.
Over 10,000.
In those 23 years, more than 2,000 people were exonerated.
2,000?
That's a lot of wrongful convictions.
Wow.
Two questions left. Do you think wrongful conviction could happen to you? Do you think wrongful conviction could happen to anyone?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what the people at the conference had to say.
I think it happened to anybody. I mean, it's been proven. It happens every day, almost.
Do I think it could happen to me? Yeah, I think it could happen to anybody.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, I do.
That's my biggest fear. Like that.
I think that it could happen to anyone. I really do.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Wrongful conviction can happen to anyone. That's why it's so important that we find a way to reform the justice system. So this is an opinion question. What person or case do you think is one of the most well-known wrongful conviction cases?
Give me 15 seconds. Let me think. And the reason I'm going to say Michael Morton is I have read his book. And that was crazy, but I'm saying Michael Morton.
Michael Morton. Okay, let's see what the people at the conference had to say.
I think Adnan Syed.
Do you think he was wrongfully convicted?
I don't think he should be in jail.
Was the first case the Stephen Avery case, the first one?
It would probably be the case of Adnan Syed, yeah. I think that he was wrongfully convicted, which I still think is different than being innocent. But I do think he was wrongfully convicted.
I think it is still the most well-known. I think it's kind of still up for debate what the most well-known one is. Right now I have to go with the Adnan Syed case and it's a potential wrongful conviction.
Someone else said that. I said, do you think he was wrong?
Well, it's a potential wrongful conviction in terms of fact, but it is a wrongful conviction, I believe, in terms of process. I think that the investigation was incredibly flawed. I think that at this point, everything the original conviction was based on has basically been debunked, thrown out. So whether or not a person believes he's innocent or guilty, it's very difficult to argue that his process was fair. So I'm going with an unsaid.
I'm going to say Amanda Knox.
I like this trivia section, so I want to ask our listeners if they think that this is something that should be a regular part of the show, if we should do some kind of trivia. So if you send me a tweet and let me know, yes, trivia, no, trivia, I would really appreciate it.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates?
With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100+ job sites with just one click. Then, their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post on a job, ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day.
No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/actual.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/actual. One more time to try for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/actual.
So tomorrow, I'm going to visit a place called the Oklahoma Innocence Project. And I was wondering if you might be familiar with them.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So I know you've worked with them before. Do you have any kind of message or anything you'd like to say to them?
No, other than thanking them. I always thank them and I always try to give them a shout out. But I would like to thank Joyce Mayer, Vicky Bahana, Christina Green, and Eric Cullen. He's not a part of the Innocence Project, but he was the PI that worked on our case. But the Innocence Project, is it gave me a second chance in life. So, you know, I'm very thankful for those people and, you know, for real, from the heart, sincerely.
So I feel like I've been leading a lot of the conversation in this episode so far, because it's just who I am. But is there anything you'd like to talk about? Like, what kind of topics would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about how people can contribute to the Innocence Project and so that we can help those other people that's innocent, you know. We can contribute, you know, do small things, contribute whatever you can to the Innocence, your local Innocence Project, whatever one's close to you, you know, reach out to them and contribute, you know, find out how you can contribute. But, you know, that definitely that, you know, because it's people like them that help people like me. And I'm trying to pay it forward and help the next generation, you know, so they won't end up at like the situation I was in.
What kind of issues do you think are important to exonerees? What needs to be addressed once someone's been released from prison?
Like the revenue situation, you know, when someone's, you know, you get out of prison and you have nothing, you know, and a lot of times the people that get out of prison, you know, people have passed on or moved on. They're basically, I was one of the lucky ones. You know, I had a love and support group, you know, but everyone's not like me. And even now with my love and support group, it's still hard because, you know, finances is a hard thing. So we need to figure out how to get that money to them quicker, you know, and help them. Even if they can't, they need to be able to provide us with a place to stay, a car, and some type of bank account where we got access to go get the things we need, clothes, food, et cetera.
Yeah, we were talking about teeth a little bit earlier. And so when you come out of prison, I mean, you obviously don't have any kind of medical or dental insurance, right?
Oh, no, I still don't have insurance and I'm working on that now. But no, you don't. And I definitely need to get my teeth cleaned, too. So I've reached out to a few people. But, you know, due to no insurance, it's been hard.
So has it been an adjustment, you know, going from one environment with, you know, a bunch of people who are in prison to a house with kids? Is that how has that been?
That's been the thing about that is, like, you know, I've been in this two-man cell for the last 22 years. And, you know, after you've been in there for you know, just 22 years, you become adapting certain ways. You know, a lot of inmates, you know, PTSD, you know, and I believe I have PTSD to some degree. And sometimes you pass that on to the people around you, you know, but, you know, just being in a, you have to learn to adapt, to be around others. And because I know I'm setting my ways and I'm trying to get out of those ways because, you know, you're not in prison anymore. So, you know, all these ways that you and things that you're accustomed to, you know, you don't have to worry about those things. You're free now.
This episode has been a different format from seasons 1 and 2, but let me assure you, many more stories of people who have been wrongly convicted and exonerated are coming.
Yeah, this episode is just a little teaser of what's going on and what's coming up next. But, you know, we're going to be introducing a lot of people, you know, talking to a lot of people about their issues and their time in prison and, you know, how we can help people, you know. And it's more innocent people, but I'm looking forward to interviewing a lot of guys, Malcolm, Cedric, and there's so many more. And even guys it's a guy that I know that's innocent that's in prison now. You know, Corey Atchison, who's, you know, they're working on his case now, but, you know, it's a lot coming. Stay tuned, Ian.
And this season, season 3, is going to run from September 4th through December 11th with one episode per week. But there's 2 weeks we'll not have an episode, and that's the week of October 23rd and November 6th. I'm going to do my best to keep the calendar updated on the website of the episode dates.
And to get to the website, you just go to actualinpod.com, where you can find out how to contact us, how to support us, and a calendar that we will try to keep updated with upcoming episodes. Plus, if you want to contact me, you can email me at ai.demarco, demarcho@gmail.com. Or on social media. My Facebook name is DeMarco Carpenter, if you want. Brooke, how can they contact you?
You can email me at actualinnocencepod@gmail.com, or you can tweet to me at Brooke Giddings. Plus, our show has a Twitter, @actualinpod.
We will be back on September 4th with an interview with an exoneree. And don't forget to let us know if you like trivia time every episode.
We also have a Facebook group. It's closed, so what happens in the group stays in the group. It's called the Official Actual Innocence and Convicted Group. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.